Shir Chavav and Ksuvos by the Rosh Hashiva and Yeshiva University, Tazayin Kislev, Heitav Shem Mem Zayin, December 18th, 1986, on Thursday. Continued.
Well, I'm talking to him there. He was the secretary of Brisk, Pranzis, the Hadar. His name was Dave Begin. Dave Begin. And he was also quite outspoken. So, he was the secretary of the Brisky, right? He called a meeting to his house on the day of Erev, Erev Yom Kippur. Yesterday I spoke about that. That meeting was also called on the day of Erev, Erev Yom Kippur. Because the whole story happened, the whole thing happened in Asar Simichu. And they demanded of them, that the Kehile should give 5,000 tkumpel to the magistrate to have this Bundist released. So then some of the members of the Kehile so consisted, we need today you would call them Orthodox, not Orthodox. In those days you didn't have these appellations. Orthodox, not Orthodox, but what you did have, you know, Zionist and non-Zionist. So the modern, let's call them modern and not modern. So the modern members of the council, they said, why release him? Would be out of Romikabach. It's good for Jews. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think that Menachem Begin's father was one of those who said to be out of him. I'm not 100% sure. But if my memory doesn't fail, I think that I heard from my father that Menachem Begin's father was one of those. But please don't advertise it, because I'm not sure 100%. So he was one of those. Anyway, many said, out of him. And they were very modern. I mean, they were not Kanoi. Zionists, I mean, very modern. So Rav Chaim said to them, the Alta Romik Adachor only applies to a person who was Nigma Vine Lomus by the Sanhedrin of Manavais. It doesn't apply to any other Rosh. You can't, on the contrary, I mean, you can't take a Rosh, no matter how big a Rosh he is, and execute it. So it's only if he was Nigma Vine Limise by Sanhedrin, Bisman Abayis, then there's a Mishlata. Then the learned, members of the Kehila too, they said, Rebbe, how is it possible? Meridim Lemailim, you're not allowed to save them. So Chaim said, Meridim Lemailim, the Shnikubetesim of Akame, says, Nanim Rav Amiri, applies only to it. To a case where the Gdele Yisrael, after due deliberation, decide that there is a Tir Hashor to apply drastic sanctions against Apikorsim, against Mumurachis, against Mosrim, Marin Lemailim, Haminim Va Mosrim, Marin Lemailim. But under ordinary circumstances, on the contrary, we are not allowed to apply drastic sanctions. The Miri says it, and mentions it in the name of the Miri, and the same thing is mentioned by the Piski Teisves in Avrizore, Dav Chavor. As a matter of fact, Rav Chaim didn't mention that, but it's mentioned by the Rambam Mirnebuchim in Book 3, Chapter 50. Rav Chaim didn't mention the Mirnebuchim. Rav Chaim, I don't think that Rav Chaim looked at the Mirnebuchim. He didn't look in the Mirnebuchim. Rav Chaim was not a philosopher, so he didn't look in the Mirnebuchim. Maybe he did, I don't know. But anyway, he wouldn't have mentioned it. He wouldn't, if he did, he wouldn't have told anybody. So he didn't mention it, but I did look, and I do tell that I look in the Mirnebuchim. So I tell you, the Rambam Mirnebuchim, Book 3, Chapter 50, he also says that the whole halacha of Meridim Lemailim is only there is a Tzer Hashor. But the Meiri, I mean the Shin Kubetzes, at the end of the Kamen, the Meiri said. and the context, under ordinary circumstances, so the Bach in Simen Mitulia Radeh, Simen Reishnu Nalep, says, under ordinary circumstances, so not only that we are not allowed, you know, to apply, to exercise the Din of Medina Onayim, but under ordinary circumstances, so we are even mechuyev to support them, just as in regard to Eiv the Elilim. So mifarnesim ani yakum, ani yisrod mivaki sholem. So mivakren chaleim. So the Bach says in Tur Yeredeh, Sima Rishon Aleph, under ordinary circumstances, this halacha applies even to Mumen Vachis. That we have to mifarnes them, mivaki sholem, not mishan Mrs. Docket, the Mrs. Docket doesn't apply to them, but mitzad afi sholem, we have to mifarnes them, we shouldn't discriminate against them. I mean, mifarnesim ani heyem, and mivakren chaleim, we have to act like mention, you know. Not like poim chas v'shol. So the halacha of Darki Sholem applies even to Umlachis. But Moridin Lamaili, that's only as a rasho, by the Gdil Yisrael. As a matter of fact, I heard from my father, you know, the Gemara in Gittin, Pirkan Zokin, when the story with Kamtze Bar Kamtze, so when Bar Kamtze mastered, when Bar Kamtze mastered, said that he's going to Masar, and then mastered the Jewish people to the Roman authorities, so then some of the Chachomim said that he should kill Bar Kamtze, he's a Moser. So Sari ibn Abi Kras, he opposed it. He said, no, you shouldn't do it. So then, and then the whole catastrophe took place. So the Gemara says, am v'nusei shel tzharye, hechrivois v'seinu v'sofes m'deshe. So the question is, why am v'nusei shel tzharye? It's not anivis, it's itkusei shel tzharye. Why am v'nusei shel tzharye? Anivis, what does it do with anivis? Tzitkes of tzharye. We understand chsidusei shel tzharye. We understand v'nusei shel tzharye. What does it do with anivis? So my father said, Besser says in the name of the Alamiri that the Aloha mean on what basis could they have killed him? Because meaning no Muslim is Meridin Lemaili. So Meridin has a din of Meridin, but it's not Mamish Meridin family. There it turned out to be Mamish Meridin, but many times it's not Mamish Meridin if somebody is a Mosa. But the Aloha of minimum Muslim is Meridin Lemaili. Seeing the Aloha of minimum Muslim is Meridin Lemaili. The Shinkubetze says in the name of Amiri is only if daily Israel after due deliberation unanimously decide that there is a tir hashor to exercise this drastic measure against minimum Muslim, some nailer only if daily Israel decide. Scharia was the Kotlador, but he didn't consider himself the Kotlador. So he was an honor. So that's why the Gemara says, and the Musei shall Scharia. Anyway, so Rav Chaim said, and ordinarily, so we have to have Rachmanes, Sirman, and Mumalachis. And that's the Gemore in. So that was an answer to those who said, no, how can we release him? And this Bundist is Mumalachis. He smokes cigars, you know, on Shabbos in the presence of the Rav, just to demonstrate that he doesn't believe in the Torah. So Rav Chaim said, no, there is no Tzeir HaShor. There is no Tzeir HaShor to apply this drastic measure. And we have to release it. And we have to have Rachman and Sibman and Bundist. And he mentioned the Gemara in Broches. The Gemara in Broches that Rav Yishua ben Levi tried to curse a certain mean who bothered him, who harassed him all the time. So then he fell asleep, so he wanted him to have a Shazam Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ignoring Brochas Dafyut. Shazam Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he fell asleep. So Shema Mino La Ve'irach Arle Meved Oche. So the Yisnasha Nem Gan, Nesh La Tzadik Le Teiv. And the Racham of Al-Kom Asaf Ksiv. So that means that even towards meaning, we have to have Rachmanis, because the Rebbeinu Shlom is Rachmanis, even my meaning. Racham of Al-Kom Asaf. So Tzadik says the Kashi, what minim is marid lemailin. So Tesis says, even though it's marid lemailin, it's still not nice to curse. What's the pshat? I mean, to kill is all right, and to curse not. I mean, that couldn't be. It means because the maridim lemailin is only as a mitzvah hashor, as a drastic measure under special circumstances. If Dili Yisrael decided, Dili Yisrael decide, so that means that they have an intuitive sense. The Ruach HaKodesh of Chochmah, not the Ruach HaKodesh of Nevuah. I mean, Dili Yisrael don't have the Ruach HaKodesh of Nevuah, but Ruach HaKodesh of Chochmah. So Menele, then it's Mutah. But under ordinary circumstances, on the contrary, Svirachma Volko Maso, Gamanesh Lasadik Loitei. So what does it mean, all this? All this means the din of Meridim Lemailin is a din that is based upon the Sitra de Sneur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the Halacha there are certain dinim that are based upon Sitra de Sneur Rishmina too. So of course the bulk of the din HaTorah is based upon the Sitra de Yemin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, and that applies to everybody. I mean, where there is a lamb, not a lamb, but there are halachas that are based upon Sitra Dismil, like the halacha of Meridim Lemailin. So that can be done in special situations. If we determine that is the right moment, how do we know this is the right moment? If somebody has been really all right, but today there is no nibuye, but if Dili Yisrael unanimously, after due deliberation, decide that in order to preserve the faith in the Jewish people, it is necessary to apply drastic measures against certain apotrosim, against certain numerachis. So then again, we can exercise the midos tzitzme, but under ordinary circumstances, why we are not allowed to exercise midos tzitzme. Now the other halacha. Oh, so then I mean, I didn't finish. Stop 1 second. So they refused to supply the 5,000 food. They refused. That was the day before Erev Yom Kippur. So then Chaim whole day Erev Yom Kippur. He talked to this one, this givir, that givir. You know, 5,000 food today. You know, $5,000 is nothing. I mean, even $5 million is nothing compared with 5,000 rubles in those days in Brisk. So he couldn't raise the money. So then the Chaim decided to do something drastic. He came to shul to call me, right? So then all the chshuvim came to the shul. So he said to all the chshuvim, the parents, the atzibur, he said he will not let them start calling right until they bring him the 5,000 rubles. And then they'll deliver it to the magistrate, so they'll get the release of the goods. So he said to Rabbi, it's in Kippur, we have to start from the right. So Chaim said, was there a lesson to them? Pikuach Nefesh is Deichas in Kippur. Even the Pikuach Nefesh of the biggest Rosh is Deichas in Kippur. Even the Pikuach Nefesh of a stupid Bundist is also Deichas in Kippur. And we're not going to let you start from Israel until you bring the 5,000 people. They became dumbfounded, but they couldn't do anything. I mean, all the Panas and Tziba, including Menachem Begin's father, as shocked and as dumbfounded as he was. So he was the biggest canoe against the Buddhist. He wasn't such a tzaddik, Menachem Begin's father, but he was a Zionist, so. And the Bundist fought against the Zionist ideal too, not only against it all. So they became dumbfounded, but they had nothing else to do but to do what could hide. He wouldn't let them seek only pray. What could they do? So they got the 5,000 rubles. In 10 minutes they got the 5,000 rubles, and they went to the magistrate, and the magistrate gave them a written release. They gave them a written release of the Buddhists, then they came to the shul, and Rav Chaim said to them, it's Tlaken Tozon Gomer. That's the story. So I mean, what's the show? I mean, Rav Chaim was also a Lamb, you also knew the Halacha. But you know, some lumbim, kanoim, you know, ridle mailim, that's many other halachas they don't know, but just this halacha, meridim l'mayim. But you have to know when to apply the din of meridim l'mayim, you see. So, also, so in other words, what the Shinkodesh says, because meridim l'mayim is one halacha that is based upon the sitra de smilish. It's halacha like v'afto rachamecha, same thing. But, just as important as v'afto rachamecha, but the after Raha Kamecho has to be realized in the proper time, and Merin Lemailing has to be realized in the proper time. It cannot be abused. Why? And this is only can be only be exercised as a drastic measure in a Tzir Hashor situation. I mean, this is what the Shmukbesa says in Nimar Amiri. The Piski Teisves says that in Avizor Dachavov, you will not find it in the ordinary Gemaras because it was taken out by the censorship. But if you find an old Gemara that was not censored, so that you'll find that Pisketesis only as a Sirachor. Why should the censorship take out this? Because they were big Amaratsi, they didn't know what to censor, what not to censor. So some melees, so they took out certain things. But in the ordinary Gemaras, you will not find it, this discretion. But in the old Gemaras, you'll find it. And also, the Nivuch, in his brief way, he says that your Bil Hatzirach Pitzasa, or eating, Rehorvam, when he discusses the din of Meridim L'mayim, the Rambam Nivuch in Book 3, Chapter 9, Chapter 50. Alright, anyway. Now, another mitzvah that is based upon the mitzvah of Sitra Dismail is the mitzvah of Mochitim Chazich HaAmorich. Mochitim Chazich HaAmorich. So the mitzvah of Mochitim Chazich HaAmorich is also based upon the mitzvah of Sitra Dismail, not on the mitzvah of Sitra Dimini, because the Novi says, Pokadeti is a shosol HaAmorich, but there are Tzeischem Yisrael. So, Atolich the Kisos Amorich. Atolich the Kisos Amorich. So what does it mean? Pokadeti as Hashkosol Amorich. There is a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah to of Mochitim Chazach Amorich. So the Novi should have said, Leich the Kisos Amorich. Pokadeti is Hashkosol Amorich. Why Pokadeti? Apparently. So, I don't know whether you saw it, but I think it was already published. I saw the mimeographed pamphlet of Avelos, the Briska of my uncle's, you know, Shurim Chumash. So I saw it many years ago, a mimeographed pamphlet, but I think it was published already on Chumash. So Avelos, the Briska of, he says that the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolech is based upon Yitzivan Arim, even though it's a mitzvah of Mochitim Chazich HaMolech, but the mitzvah of Mochitim Chazich HaMolech has to be based upon Yitzivan Arim. Upon Yitzivan Arim. And the Kabbalah says something remarkable. He says, that's the pshat, Mechomol Adishem Ba'amolech Midei Odeya. Muhammad Hashem Amalek in the other words, the Muhammad against Amalek has to be conducted by the Rabbein Shalom himself. How is it conducted by the Rabbein Shalom himself? Not directly by the Rabbein Shalom, but indirectly by the Novi. Novi being Mitzav in Israel to wage a war against Amalek. Because the war against Amalek is a war of retribution. Retribution. And that Ravol doesn't say what I'm saying on the basis of what Ravol says. That's why the Novi had to say Pokadeti is Hashoso HaMolech, because actually it is a mitzvah that is based upon Sitra Dismil Dishrin of Kanovinakin. But how can men tell the Midah of Kanovinakin? Well, he can if a Novi comes and tells him Pokadeti is Hashoso HaMolech, what is the one of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Sitra Dismail is Peikid Avinovis Albonim Al Shaleishim Al Rabbeim if it's Hirsi my Shabbosim B'Yodeim, how do we know whether it's Hirsi my Shabbosim B'Yodeim? How do we know? How do we know? Why? Because Miyakhanis says so. How do we know that it's Hirsi my Shabbosim B'Yodeim? If Novi comes and tells us that they are Hirsi my Shabbosim B'Yodeim, so then we know that it's Hirsi my Shabbosim B'Yodeim. Otherwise, how do we know it's Hirsi my Shabbosim B'Yodeim? Hirsi my Shabbosim B'Yodeim doesn't mean just the action. Sometimes the descendants might be Rishonim, be Rishonim, but not exactly Hirsi my Shabbosim B'Yodeim. Novi comes and tells us. So, could any man determine with the utmost certainty that the Germans today are Hirsi my Shabbosim B'Yodeim? Maybe they are, I don't know. Might very well be that the Germans today are Hirsi my Shabbosim B'Yodeim. But how could men determine that? How could men determine that? If Novi would come and say they are Hirsi my Shabbosim B'Yodeim, they are just like the Nazis 50 years ago, so then we would know that they are Hirsi my Shabbosim B'Yodeim. So that's why it has to be based upon a Tzibur HaNovi. As a matter of fact, Novi says that, and you know who says that? The Rambam in the Hakdamah to Pirush HaMishnah says that. In the mitzvah of Mechiyas HaMoed, if you look through, you know, when the Rambam discusses the Inyan of Novi, you will see that the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Mechiyas HaMoed has to be based upon Tzibur HaNovi. It's a mitzvah deraisa of mochitim chazich amalek. But when is there a chiyuv to be meir chazich amalek? If a novi comes and tells us leich v'kisses amalek, otherwise there is no mitzvah and it's osa. So it's l'tzicha too. If there is no mitzvah, so it's osa. Why is it so? So the Rambam says this in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnah. He doesn't say it in Hilchas Hakka, but he says it in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnah. So why? So that's why he had said Pokaditi, because it's based upon the midas of Sikkur Ismail, upon the midas of Peked Abinovis Harbonim Alfination of the day. Some male, and that's only when it says in my Shabbosim B'Yodeim. So only if Novi comes and says Pokaditi, then there is a mitzvah. Otherwise, there is no mitzvah. Anyway, so
much more has to with
the Kisa
Samoleg.
That's right. That's right. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a mitzvah. It would be osir, because the Muhammad Samoleg is a Muhammad of retribution. Retribution. Kanavineke. So that's Rabbeinu is a Kanavineke. But it's Tikkun Ismail only in certain moments. So we have to know that this is the right moment. How do we know? The Novi comes and tells us. So then we know. But if a human being tells us, it might be the biggest chochem. How does he know? How does he know? How does he know? That's why I become so outraged when I see on television some Meir Kahane calls himself Bob. He's a pace, he can call out to echo, he passed in Shilas, as if he had been Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein wouldn't pass in Shilas, you know, that I'm here to call his soil so readily. So, but he passed this, so he had a couple, so Nightline interviewed him, so he had a couple, asked him, what should we do in the Arab? So he said, we should do exactly the same thing that Yeshua ben Nun did to the Canaanites. And he says it, you know, as a pesach, not just as an individual opinion. He's the rabbi. Rabbi Meir Kahane is the rabbi. He passed the Shabbos. Nechalas Hashem. And then Jews, the Mavla Jews, the Torah, Meir Kahane, the leader. Manig Yisrael, Manig Yisrael, does he consult from Moshe Feinstein? How to pass in Shilas? He passes himself, he's also a rabbi. He passes in Shilas in such a yearning, in yearning that an idea to call Yisrael, the chutzpah. And how come that Yeshiva students They are ready to applaud me at hand. He knows the halacha. He has been learning Yemum Balaila. Even the Yehuda had to pass me Shaila that he's Negev to Klal Yisrael. He probably would have spent months and months of Yegiyah, of sleepless nights. And today, everybody, if he's a rabbi, he can pass no Shaila. Without any research, nothing. All he has to do is to give a press conference, and that's all. That gives him all the credentials in the world to give the press conference. He can say whatever he wants. Anyway, I got off on a tangent. Alright. So, Dorash Barkatore, dealing with Sadikim Yisa Mashishamayim Boretz, dealing with Mashishamayim Boretz, Ksiv, Atyoz Di Yoz Loretz, Vilimino Topro Shamayim, dealing with Masei, Mais Yedim Shal Sadikim, Ksiv Mochen Rishifto Polfa Adishem, Mikdosh Adishem Ken Yodecho. In other words, Mais Yishamayim Boretz, or Atyoz Di Yoz Loretz, Vilimini Tif Hoshamayim. What do you mean, the immunity of Shemai? Only the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu build the world. So that means that the world exists primarily because the Rebbeinu Shalom ordinarily and regularly, day after day and night after night, exercises the middle of Sifrei Bereishit. Imagine if the Rebbeinu Shalom would exercise the Midas of Sitra Dismay once a year, Midas of Sitra Dismay, the world didn't exist. It would never exist, because if the world is destroyed once a year, some melee it will never exist. So then the Rebbeinu will have to resort to a new act of creation. So because the Minotif Hashemai is the right hand, Dilun Masidim Shal Sadikim Sid, Mochen Yishift Chopalta Adishem, Mikdosh Adishem Ken Yodecho. Sadikim doesn't mean, you know, Sadikim. Now today, every Rav is a Goen, and every Hasidic Rebbe is a Tzadik. I mean, Tzadik Ador. So, I mean, that's not what Gemara means by Sadikim. Sadikim means the Sadikim, I mean, the Nevim, of course, were Sadikim, the Tanoim, the Amroim were Sadikim, I mean, the Rishenim were Sadikim, I mean, and even after the Rishenim, the Yisroim were Sadikim, and they had an intuitive sense, because they didn't when to exercise a midah, an act that is based on Hamidah Sifrei Smail. Not just by saying, I mean, flat tearing and just like that. So they sometimes can resort to the midas of Sister Ismail if it is done cautiously, you know, and due to revelation. Sometimes if you don't exercise an act that is based upon midas of Ismail, Chas v'Sholem, you can forfeit everything. You can lose everything. But it has to be done very cautiously, and by doing this for Yisrael, not by irresponsible individuals, not just by a group of activists to throw a tear bomb at the Russian consulate, and they might endanger the lives of all the Russian Jews. So, tzaddikim, I mean, who know kolater kule, and I mean, when they together, you know, after due deliberation, decide that a certain act that is based upon the needs of system of male has to be exercised, so they can exercise it, but not just not rashly, irresponsibly. So So what it means, Yitzoro doesn't mean, the Roshan Rabbim does not have reference to both hands of the Kaviyachu, but they have reference to the individual, I mean the figurative sense, of the fingers in the right hand of Akarigo. What does that mean? Now I want to mention what I once heard. That was one of the first rushes that my father, the Shibera, that lived in Boston. The first rushes that was 55 years ago in Boston. So he mentioned a Pirkei de Rav Lezer. It's the Isof Shal Yad Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kulom Seid HaGulo Yehishwayen. The Pirkei de Rav Lezer said that the fingers of the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they all are involved in the Gula. So as Baktano Shal Yad Yemini Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Bo Shal Achas HaMabul Zeh Hashatazeis. So that's the Ktano. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pointed out to Neach how to build the ark. Then, as Vashniyo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yad Yemini Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Pirkei de Rav Lezer. But I think the Yalkut Shemeini mentions it in the Shalach. Bo hiko es ha-mitzrim shenemah etzba al-kini. When the Chartumim said about the Makis that the Rebbein Shalom meted out against the Mitzrim, etzba al-kini, etzba shlishis shalakadim bohu. Kosav es aluches. Aluches. Suvei, what's to say? Where is it? Siso. Aluches maise alekim heimo. Va michtav michtav alekim. Hu chorus al aluches. There is ba shlishi. Edzba Revi, I don't remember. Well, anyway, so it's in Pirkei de Rav Lezer, and the Yalkut Shemeini mentions it in Parsha Bishalach. ויער ישראל אסיעד הגדלו, אשר עושה לשם במשרים, ויהיו רומס עד השם, וימינו בעד השם ובמי שעבדי. ירוקו שמיני, and that person mentions the Pirkei de Rav Lezer. So my brother explained it. He says like this. You see, that people think, they make a mistake, that if somebody is a great liberal, and he's dedicated to the concept, you know, of humanitarian legislation, so then he'll be a friend of the Jewish people too. And that's a mistake, because Franklin Delano Roosevelt is the best example. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was certainly a great humanitarian. Who can say that Franklin Delano Roosevelt was not a great humanitarian? I mean, what he did for the workers, his NIH legislation, you know, the New Deal, what he did for humanity, at large, was one of the greatest humanitarians, but as far as the Jewish people is concerned, he was very insensitive to the suffering of the Jewish people. Very insensitive. He was ready, you know, to give the Jewish people a stab in the back. And when Jewish leaders tried, you know, to prevail upon him, the United States, who was at war with Germany, should do something. Didn't do a thing, nothing. Apparently, there is... Oh yeah, the one finger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I remind myself, so that is about Machtus HaShekel. I remind myself. That's one finger, that's the fourth finger. And then the thick finger, the thumb, and kolayad. So will take place the ultimate gula, the Yimei Samashiach. So this is the analysis of the five figurative fingers of the right hand of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Pirkei de Rav Lezer points out that there is a special finger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with which Rebbeinu Shalom counteracts general wishes. The marble represented the counteracting of general wishes. General wishes, because it was Molo Oretz Hamas. Vayimer alechim lineach keis kol bosa bo lifonai ki mola oretz chomos mipneem vayinini mashchis hames haoretz. General wishes. But hikos ha-mitzrim, what did the wishes of the Mitzrim involve? Not general wishes. It's not mentioned that the Mitzrim practiced wishes towards other peoples. It's only mentioned that the Mitzrim were wicked towards the Jewish people. Towards other people, they weren't wicked. So that's another thing. So the Makis that Rabbeinu Shalom inflicted upon the Egyptians was a different finger. A little finger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the finger that HaKadosh Baruch Hu employed in counteracting general wishes. But the second finger was the figurative finger that HaKadosh Baruch Hu employed in counteracting the specific wishes against Jews. There are certain people who generally they are humanitarian. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a humanitarian. Gandhi was a big humanitarian, Gandhi. But still, he made one statement: Jews have no right to be in Palestine. Every Jew should leave Palestine. Palestine belongs to the Arabs. And not a single Jew, Gandhi, the great humanitarian, made that statement. Why? I remember my brother, Rabbi Sheber, mentioned Gandhi as an example. Gandhi was not a general Rashi, but for Jews, he was a big Rashi. You ask how? How come? He's such a liberal, such a humanitarian towards everybody, even towards animals. He didn't eat any meat. He had such rahmanis. But towards the Jewish people, he had no rahmanis. Apparently, it's two separate phases. General wishes and specific wishes against Jewish people. How can it be explained psychologically? That's another question, but this is a fact. And one can be a great liberal in the area of general chesed and be very callous and insensitive in the area of chesed towards the Jewish people. It's two separate phases. to several places. So when the Rebbein Shalom had to contract General Riches to bring the marble, to cure humanity of the malady of General Riches, he only had to use the little finger. A little finger. Because that's not such a big problem. To solve the problems of the delinquency of General Riches, it's much harder to solve the problem of anti-Semitism. Much harder. So you have to use already the bigger finger. The second finger is bigger than the little finger, because it's a much bigger problem. It's much more difficult to solve the problems of anti-Semitism, of the specific riches against Jews, to cure the Gentile nations of the prejudice against Jews. And like Gandhi, he was prejudiced against Jews. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, such a military, was prejudiced against the Jews. So in order to solve that problem, the Rebbein Shalom couldn't use the little finger. He had to use the bigger second. And then my brother said that there are certain people who are very nice, very, very nice, wonderful people. There was an innuendo in that Roshe against certain Jews, Orthodox Jews, you know, who are very firm and everything, but they didn't give any stocking. Especially in those days, you know. Today, we Jews are relatively extravagant. But 55 years ago, we Jews were not extravagant. We were very tough. I don't know why. Maybe because the Jews who became rich 55 years ago, they had to struggle so much, you know. You know, they had to start their life, you know, as peddlers, you know. It wasn't easy. Today, you have some young multimillionaires. They didn't have to work hard in order to accumulate great wealth. They just, either inherited, you know, millions and millions of dollars from their parents, or they were just able, you know, to make millions of dollars. It's very easy to make money today. It's very, very easy, very easy. So in those days, you had many Orthodox Jews, who were very nice in every way, and who practiced chesed in terms, you know, of giving their time to help them. Giving money, that's not so easy. So there was an innuendo in that Russian. My brother delivered that Roshe in the Crawford Street Shul. I don't know, it probably doesn't exist today, I'm sure. Crawford Street Shul. Those who are in Boston so should know the Crawford Street Shul. So in Dorchester, Massachusetts, I heard that Roshe in the Crawford Street Shul. So it said, one finger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Kozet Itno, the Macht is Hashem. There are certain people. Why a special finger? Because there are certain people who have a lot of chesed, but they don't know how to give. And then there are other people. Sometimes you have assimilated Jews or foreign Jews, and who are not Bali chesed either, but they give a lot of money. They have a sense for giving. So it's a special finger. It's a special talent. It has nothing to do with chesed in general, chesed for Jews, it's a special talent to give. Sometimes a person is a big baal chesed and he will work hard to help out people, but when he asks for a big contribution, he will not give. He will not give. It's a special talent. It has nothing to do with general chesed thoughts. Towards humanity at large, or chesed toward Jews, has nothing to do with our Sabrias, has nothing to do with our Sisoa. It's just a special talent. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu employed this special finger pointing out to Moshe Rabbeinu how to give. Chazetiknu. And then, of course, in order to be a mentor, to lead a Torah life, so you need also a special sense. So, v'amichtov ma'isi l'alukim, chorus ha'aluchas. So this is the drosha that my father said. I think this is the pshat in the Gemara. Raksiv yotzoru, Roshan Rabin, Omar Abnachim v'yitzro, yotzoru et be'isa. But they all have reference to the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the individual fingers. So, but there is a certain division of labor in the right, in the figurative right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a division of labor. So in other words, there is one finger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with which we have to counteract general wishes. One finger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with which we have to counteract the specific wishes against Jews to counteract the prejudice against Jews by many people, even by great humanitarians, even by people like Gandhi, and even by a person like Franklin Delano Roosevelt, such a humanitarian. And there is this, of course, there is a special finger how to instill a sense for giving. It has nothing to do with chesed in general. It's a special sense that has to be cultivated. To give, you can cultivate chesed in a person. That doesn't mean that they'll give. And you can cultivate a talent of giving. That doesn't mean that there will be about chesed. מחוץ למחנה לא יובי על תך המחנה והויו לפני סרד ירחץ במועים וחיבוי השמש יובי על תך המחנה ויות תהיה לך מחוץ למחנה ויוצוס השם מחוץ ויוסי תהיה לך על הזינך והויו בשבתך חוץ וחופרת בו ושבת וחסיסו אסציר עשך נא סוד גמור עשה יוסי תהיה לך על הזנחו על הזנחו על הזנחו יוסי תהיה לך על הזנחו אל תקח הזנחו על אוי זנחו because what is written not הזנחו, not here הזנחו הזנחו means כליזאי על הזנחו לבד משור פלית השמישו הזנחו מול כלי זיינחו. In other words, when a soldier goes out to war, so he has many tools with him. He has a gun, he has all kinds of tools that he uses in war. So together with these tools, he should have a stick with which he'll be able to dig. So in case, in order to keep clean on the battlefield. So when he has to ease himself, he'll be able, you know, to dig a bear and maintain a modicum of cleanliness on the battlefield. Because when a person goes to war, so then he's apt to ignore everything. Because when he goes to war, so then he's under the impact, he labors under the impact, you know, of getting killed any moment. So he doesn't care whether to maintain cleanliness or not maintain cleanliness. He's disposed to act like an animal when the person goes to war. You see what even American soldiers who are reared, you know, in the concept of freedom and equality, so when they war in Japan, what they did in certain towns, the atrocities that American soldiers committed. American! Not talking about by Germans, Hassan Shalom. I mean humanitarians. But there was such a hatred of the Japanese that some of them sank so low that they perpetrated barbaric acts against the Japanese. Why? Because when a person goes to war, he labors under the impact that he might die, get killed any moment. So then he's likely to divest the Tzelem of himself. How does the Navi say, in describing, the Jews who are desperate and who are anticipating an end to their lives, Nechal v'nishtek imochanos. If it's mochanos, so nechal v'nishtek. Let's enjoy life. And let's extract from life the maximum. Whether it's right, not right, whether it's pure, not pure, sacred, not sacred. What difference does it make? Mochanos. So nechal v'nishtek. This is the psychology that overtakes people who labor under the impact of Kimochanamus. Labor under the impact of Kimochanamus because going to war is a very demoralizing experience. The fact that you feel Mochanamus demoralizes you. So the Torah says, "Kiseiti machna olgecho, v'nishmartem kol devarav." When somebody goes to war, so then you have to be especially cautious of kol devarav. And as if he says, "What do you mean, v'nishmartem kol devarav?" Vorim hamisalkim es hashtim. There are certain averes that hamisalk is hashtim. What averes hamisalk is hashtim? Avdizore, kol harayes. In Tzvichos Dami, these are the averes that Amisal is Hashlima. And when a person goes to war and he labors under the impact of Timocha Namus, then he is apt to neglect all these basic obligations of humanity. And he can even act like a barbarian. He's apt to be misalik the Tzelem Elokim from himself. He wouldn't care. The Torah had to be misalik him. And b'yoti elecho mechus l'machne b'yotzos ha-shom ha-chutz b'yositi elecho l'azinecho v'hoyo b'shiftech ha-chutz v'chotarta bo v'shafta v'chitzis v'esir esecho. Why did the Torah have to be misalik? Without the tzibur, wouldn't a normal human being make sure that he has all these tools in order to maintain modicum cleanliness? I mean, any person who has any sense in his mind doesn't have to be very intelligent to understand that these are the basic things to have the tools in order to act like a human being. To maintain modicum of cleanliness. No, the Torah had to be mitzaveh. No, because if the Torah wouldn't be mitzaveh, the average person, non-Jew or Jew, wouldn't make any difference, wouldn't care. Mochanomus, why should we care? Cleanliness. Mochanomus, so he can act. He can act like an animal too. It's Mochanomus. Somebody, I once read a book that was written by someone who served in the Second Vietnam, the war in Vietnam, and he tells how he felt after being subjected to a dangerous enterprises day after day. So he felt no dignity. He was ready to act in a very embarrassing way, he didn't care about anything. So here the Torah had to commend the Jews. The Shmartim Mikil Devarov and Biyoti Elechon Echuslamachane, Biyotosa Shamachutz, Biyosi Tiyo Lechor Azinecho, Hoyo Bishiftecho Chutz, Now we have to be exhorted. They have to have within all the tools that are indispensable towards the maintenance of a modicum of cleanliness and respect and dignity, like a human being, even though he will be laboring under the impact of kimochanos. So here, the Gemara says, "Al tikra zimecho, elo oznecho, oznecho." So, she yishma odom davashin hobun yaniach etz boi beznos. What's the pshat? Of course, the pshat is al mikra, and the only pshat in the pasuk is the pshat is al mikra. Azinecho. But how did Makapora know that this same pasuk tells us that when a person hears a Dovashin Hobo, he has to use the soft tissue of the ear in order that he shouldn't be able to hear the Dovashin Hobo? How does it come within the meaning of that pasuk? How did it come? But there is an affinity between the Pshutishon and this drash. What does the Pshutishon Mikra tell us? Well, you see, one of the characteristics, not only of a human being, but every animal, every living being, is adaptability. I studied it in the first year high school in biology. Adaptability is the basic characteristic of living things. The ability to adapt himself to circumstances. And of course, all animals have it, but a human being, he's intelligent, so he possesses this attribute of adaptability to a much larger extent. A human being is able to cope with all the problems presented by the elements of nature because of adaptability. So in other words, when he walks, so he wears shoes, so he will not be exposed to the detriment presented by the rain, by the elements of nature, and he's able to make clothing that will keep him warm and keep him protected against rain, against heat, against cold, against everything. That's because of adaptability. Now here, the Torah also says that a Jew has to utilize this capacity of adaptability in order to act with dignity, even though psychologically, under the circumstances, he will not be disposed, you know, to cope with all the problems of uncleanness. But he's mechuyev to do it. For yoti alichon nachus lamachne v'yotzos hashem achutz. Never mind that you are exposed to danger and you are faced with the possibility of machanamos, but you still have to act like a human being and you have to maintain cleanliness. V'yositi alichol hazinecho. Don't say who cares for these things, like this soldier in the Vietnamese war. He didn't care for anything. He writes in the book that he was accustomed to ease himself in the presence of all the soldiers. He didn't care about anything. He felt he's becoming like an animal. He writes that way about what the war of Vietnam did, you see. himself. He felt he is becoming like an animal. So the Torah says, no, don't become an animal. You have to maintain dignity. You have to act in accordance with one who was created in the image of God. You have to maintain dignity under all circumstances. Even if you think that you might be shot the next moment, you still have to act with dignity. Why? Because psychologically, he will not utilize his intelligence and his capacity to adapt himself to all situations in a dignified way. Because under such circumstances, a person will be disposed to utilize his sense of adaptability only on a physical level in order to preserve his life. And actually do everything in order to avoid being shot. But to do something in order to act like a human being in a dignified way, to ease himself with dignity and with cleanliness under sanitary condition, not like an animal, wouldn't care. That's the trouble with men. You see, the Rebbein Shalom blessed them with a sense for adaptability. So, if Mora says in the Mokame, many places, the Mokame that means, Odom Isli Masle. So, one pshat from Rashi is, what do you mean, Odom Isli Masle? He is Das. What does it mean, Odom Isli Masle? Because even though we are taught in biology that all animals have a sense for adaptability, but any day may, the adaptability possessed by a dog with the adaptability possessed by a human being. So, Adam Muslim Masle, he, because of his intelligence, so he is able to adapt himself, not to a much larger extent than animals. So, but unfortunately, many people, they only use their sense of adaptability in order to preserve their physical existence. But they don't utilize their sense of adaptability in order to preserve their dignity, to preserve their talmudic. That they don't care. They don't care. And especially if they feel desperate and they feel that kimocha namus, so then they don't care how they ease themselves. They'll ease themselves like animals, like this soldier in the Vietnamese war. So the Torah says, no, you have to use the sense of adaptability not only on a physical level, but on a spiritual and moral level too. And even when you think that you might be shot the next hour or so, still you have to maintain your dignity as if nothing happened. If you don't utilize your sense of adaptability on a spiritual level to preserve your so you're not a human being, chas v'shalom. So you are divesting yourself of your talmudic. So this is what Makapola says. Al tikra zinecha, al aloi zinecha. In order to preserve our talmudic, so sometimes we have to utilize this soft tissue of the ear in order that he should not be exposed to vulgar things. Shin yishma odom dobo shen yohogun. Yaniach etzboye biyoznov. Zerazov. Vahayne di oma rebeleza mitnimaez beisav shalodom dimis le yisedeis. Mai taine ilayne mishim lechalkon. Kol chod vechod al milsa bide. Doma ma zuzeres. Zuzeres. Zukmitzo. Zuamo. Zuetzba. Zegeidel. And everything has a certain purpose. So Rashi says, Zu zeres nachtano meid in zeres alfeshen. Zu kmitzo meetzba sheis lachtano maschilin likteitz. Chife sholishes beis al pasyade. Pasyode hakmitzo veamo veezba vikemetz. Zu amo meabdeo meid in amas binyan damas kelim. Zu eetzba le makindomim shal hatos dachsibe eetzboi. Ze geide libein yade arein in tzero. So, Elamatam, Mishukiski, say this, Shinishma Odom Domashin Hogun, Yaniachas Beis of Biozno, Tonedir Rabishmoem, Nemaiz in Kulo Koshe, Vahalio Rako, Shinishma Odom Domashin Hogun, Yokit Alio Isehai. What does the Gemara mean? Does the Gemara mean, Mamesh, literally, that the reason is why that the Bein Shalom created the human hands that way, with each fingers being separated one from the other, in order to fulfill the Dini Ator of Medidin, of Matindom Shalchatos, and Libein Yad Aaron? I mean, how could the Gemara mean that? After all, if Jews had been the only human beings who had their fingers separated, all right, but Goyim also had their fingers separated. So why are Goyim created that way? So, of course, the reason as to why every human being has his fingers separated, in order to enable man, the human being, to cope with the elements of nature. Imagine if it hadn't been separated, you know. How would the human being be able to function like this? So he can function very well. But you see, I have a problem now because I don't have full coordination in the left hand. So I have problems. So everything is difficult for me. Imagine if both hands had all the fingers unseparated, attached to each other, how would they function? Human being. So the reason as to why the fingers are separated in the right hand, in the left hand, in the left foot, the toes are separated in the left foot, in the right foot, is in order to enable man to cope with elements of nature. So he can do things, he can survive. Otherwise he wouldn't be able to survive. But the trouble is that people only utilize these special gifts of adaptability that the Rebbeinu Shalom bestowed upon them only to preserve their physical existence on a material physical level. So they'll use all these gifts of adaptability, but to preserve their talent and achievement spiritually, they don't care. They don't care. They don't care. So this is what Mora says, that Mitnima Mishukes Mesedes said, El Matam Mishukes Mesedes, Shinishma Odom Dorashinohogon, Yamiach has Beisa Beoznov. He has individual fingers, so he has to use it not only to preserve his physical existence, but to preserve his spiritual essence, his Salam Alechim. And if he hears a Dovashin Hogum, he should not even expose himself to this vulgar experience. People make a mistake. They think, you know, I read many years ago a book by William James. He was not a Kanoi, William James. He was a very modern man, William James. So he wrote that many educators and psychologists make a very serious error. They advise children to visit prisons. They think that if children visit prisons, they see the criminals, those who stay in prison because of arson, because of robbery, because of a hold-up, of burglary. So then they learn a lesson that crime doesn't pay. Crime doesn't pay. But they make a serious mistake, because when someone is exposed to a scene, to a scenario of crime, of sin, it has an effect. So it will not deter. Visiting prisons, William James writes, will not deter children from criminality. On the contrary, they suggest it. See, this fellow, he committed this crime, he was courageous. So, how could the same thing? And And the trouble is, today, you know, with the television. So William James himself, again, he's not Kanoi, so he writes, he says, there are certain terrible, vulgar movies that undermine the values of the children when they see their movies. So he wrote that probably, 60 years ago, he wrote it, as about 55 years ago. I read it about 45 years ago. Say William James. So in those days you didn't have a television. Now you have a television, so you don't have to go to movies once a week. You can see it 10 times a day, 10 times a night. All the vulgarity and all the crimes, you know, in the bedroom, as you are going to sleep, so you can watch everything. So you are exposed to all the scenarios, you know, of crime, of vulgarity, of profanity. So that undermines the values and he divests the children of the Talmud kingdom from the cradle. In other words, he teaches them, he suggests to them that the gifts of adaptability only have to be utilized for the purpose of preserving the physical existence, not to preserve the Talmud kingdom. So it's a mistake, and this is what you see the Medrash, what William James says is the Medrash Tanhumi. I don't remember which section, but it's in Vayikra. So the Medrash Tanhumi says that a certain person had a father who was a drunkard. So one time he was standing in his house near the window, and he saw his father drinking, standing in the street, and drinking from the bottle. And then he drank, kept on drinking, until he started to act in a very undignified way. He undressed himself in the presence of people, and then many children were standing near the man and laughing, enjoying it, how he was undressing himself. And the son saw it. At first, he didn't want to go out because he felt embarrassed by his son. He allowed his father to humiliate himself in the presence of people that way. So he walked out. He called his father. He said, "Father, please don't drink." So he said, "Don't drink? So wonderful." And he gave him the bottle to drink to another son. So he refused to drink. So he says, "Drink and see how delicious it is." He refused to drink. So he pulled the father into his house and put him to bed. Then, next day, the father walked out with the bottle. Again, he started to listen. Again, the son watched the father through the window. He came out and he advised him, to go back into the house. And the father again pressured the son to drink from the bottle, and the son refused. And he took him to the house. All right. The third day, the same thing happened. The son walked out of the house to the father, and the same thing, same muscle mutton, So but the father asked him to drink from the bottle, so he said, "No, he's not going to drink." But he didn't pull the father to his house. He let the father stay. And he decided to see what was going on. So the father humiliated himself and undressed himself in the presence of people, and children were laughing, were enjoying it. The fourth day, again, the father was acting in such an undignified way in the street. Near the house, he came out. So he came out. And then the father said, "Green, why didn't you join me? This time, listen to him. A little bit. And didn't do anything. Of course, he didn't put the father in the house. The fifth day, he came out of the house, and then the father told him to drink. He drank. So drink more. And then the sixth day, but he didn't act in an undignified way. The sixth day, when he saw the father drinking, he went out and asked the father to give him a drink, and he started to act the same way as the father. So this is what really James writes. I mean, you know, when you are exposed to a scenario to morality and profanity, to affect you, you might be the biggest sadic, you might have the best intentions, but it will affect you somehow. So the most hassle of this is that one should avoid from Bakio. Because no one has immunity against that. So, in Gishma Odom Doloshin Hogon, Yaniachetz Boei Biosnov. So the Musa Haskell is, you have to avoid Vakio. And don't pursue Nisienis. It's not good to pursue Nisienis. If you are exposed to Vakio, so then you might be the next victim. That's the Musa Haskell. All right, I'm sorry. That was Ashkotish. Now, next week, now, somebody suggested that I should mention the Maron Kings. So, is the sugya, so you should go over the sugya in Shabbos Dafayin Hay, they're about Chalozin, and you should go, the Achot Chalozin Vapeitze, Dafayin Hay Amudalev, and also the sugya in Chrises Dafyotes, about Mikalach Levechavo. Okay.
As far as yesterday, sure, we talked about Ayamar. So instead, it means that if you start on the field and it takes up 1 year 5, that means that I always want to know if somebody says something, you can't say.